When I have a thought, I gotta let it out. It's a bright spot that I can't even doubt. My opinion, my point of view, even if things are a little chopped and screwed.
So yeah,
even if you disagree.
So yeah,
even if I'm not in your pedigree.
So yeah,
especially if you agree.
So yeah,
so yeah.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you're listening to it. Welcome to the So Yeah podcast with your girl, Caroline M. Diamond. This week, I would like to talk. Oh my God, I just got so loud. This week, I would like to talk about not making Britney Spears happen. Let me clarify, because that is some clickbait. So what I've noticed in this generation of pop stars, because I love pop music, I love pop culture, I don't care how vapid and vain that makes me, I love it. So I'm gonna be a part of it. I don't care. The thing is that obviously at the height of her career, Britney Spears, undeniable, okay? Girl Next Door, dancer, singer. And you know what? I don't care if you sing live. I really don't. As long as you sound good on stage, lip sync for your life, okay? Get out of here, fly. And you know, obviously the industry like completely ruined Britney Spears and like the media, and like it's so sad. I've watched all the documentaries. I read her book. Her book was terrible. And you know, just to see what happened to her is really just like such a travesty. And it's so sad. And the mental mental warfare. Yeah, I think that's right. Anyway, and like just to see like her literally spinning out on social media. Like, do I laugh at some of those posts? Yeah, but like it makes me really sad. Anyway, what I've noticed about like this new crop of pop stars and like the labels and stuff, everybody wants to make the next Britney Spears happen, okay? They're trying to push Tate McRae on us to be the next Britney Spears. Not quite. I'm sorry, it's just not quite. Is she good? Is she talented? Yes, of course. Like, obviously, did you see that Scorpion into that back then? Of course she's talented. But she's not Britney Spears. And everybody's just trying to be like I see comments all the time like, oh, she's the next Britney Spears. Oh, no, she's not. Why are labels trying to push the next Britney Spears on us? Like, why can't people just be authentically themselves? And if we're being really, really real, who is Britney Spears' inspiration? Who, as she said in interviews when she was younger, Janet Jackson. So what we really should be emulating is Miss Janet Jackson. And what does that mean is that we need to get in rehearsals. The girls don't want to rehearse, and it shows. It shows. I can tell when something is thrown together in a weekend. I can. And you know who's not doing that recently of the new girls? Doechii. And that's why her Grammy performance was amazing. And dare I say, and dare I hear, Emmy nominated my son, my little baby. He's not even little. He's so much bigger than me now. Robbie Blue. Congratulations to Robbie Blue for being nominated for an Emmy because rehearsal works. And you could tell in that performance they rehearsed it, okay? So anyway, I'm tired of people trying to make the next Britney Spears happen. Just be you. Hit the step if you can dance. Clarify, only if you can dance. And if not, then work on artist development. Get in the studio. Janet Jackson is in her 50s and she's still in dance rehearsal. Get in the studio. Learn your counts. Again, run it again. I need you to be in there for 8 hours. If dancers are in there for 8 hours, so should you. I don't know. I'm just saying.
So yeah.
within celebrities, I think that what we've been seeing over the past, I would say like 5 to 8 years, is the height of veneers. It doesn't matter how much money you have. Bad veneers can happen to you. Okay. Why are these celebrities who are so wealthy getting the worst looking veneers? You know who makes me so upset to see? Miley Cyrus. Seeing that horse mouth come through. I don't say she has a horse face, but she has a horse mouth because those veneers are too big for her face. She can't, like, if you see her on a red carpet now, she can't even close her mouth because the veneers don't even fit into her face. What is it? Like, what is the problem? And also, like, I'm gonna give an exclusive. I'm gonna give a So Yeah exclusive to my listeners. I have veneers. My 6 front teeth, those are veneers. Do they look like teeth? They sure the fuck do. They don't look like chiclets. And what happened when I was getting my teeth done, because basically it's not fully for like cosmetic reasons. I don't have a front tooth right here. And they swindled my mother. Char, they swindled you. They swindled her into saying that I need all my 6 front teeth to match just because if I just got a veneer on the one tooth, it would look weird. Okay. So I had to get veneers. And when they were fitting me for the veneers, you know, you got to pick the color. And I didn't get the whitest of white shades. Okay. And Char was like, girl, why didn't you get the whitest of white shades? Like, don't you want white teeth? I'm like, yeah, technically I do, but like they don't look natural. Like if I get the whitest teeth there is, like it literally looks like Tic Tacs. Tic-tac-toe on your tic-tac-toe, all right? So I got the color that's like a little bit a shade down, and nobody thinks that I have veneers. Even like my friends forget that I have veneers. Would I suggest having veneers? No. No, if I could go back, I would not get veneers because I don't know if it's like me, Caroline Diamond, who has like really sensitive, brittle teeth, but I have broken these veneers probably like at least 3 times almost each. Babe, you know how much expensive it is to fix a veneer? It's like $1,000 a tooth. And you know how I've broken my veneers? Eating cereal. Eating a potato. How can a potato disown me like that? How dare you break? One time I broke my tooth because I was water picking. The thing that they tell you to do at the dentist, what the fuck? It happened to me. Don't get veneers. PSA, don't get veneers.
So yeah.
So if you've been watching the podcast for the last 2 weeks, you know that we have our very first sponsor for the So Yeah podcast. And it is none other than the one-on-one dance consult, a game-changing mentorship for dancers, choreographers, and creatives ready to level up. Whether you're building your portfolio, shifting careers, or just want real talk from a real professional with insider secrets, one-on-one dance consult gives you personalized support, real tools, and a strategy made just for you. And you know there are extras, so let me give it to you. You get full session recaps, so you don't even have to worry about taking notes, which is amazing. We could say present in it. Just show up, get clarity, and it's all handled. Plus, there's a free AI chatbot. So it's kind of like having an industry insider in your pocket 24/7. And the more you sign up, the more loyalty rewards you get for later sessions. And it's all created by Kevin Fry, who's worked with everyone from Taylor Swift, Gaga, to Ariana Grande. So he knows what he's talking about. So let him help you. And what's so amazing with the partnership that we have for Dance Consult, you, yes, the So Yeah listeners get 50% off your first, yes, your first dance consult. So what are you doing? Start growing, start creating, book an appointment and get your 50% off for the one-on-one dance consult.
So Yeah.
So this part of the podcast is called Currently, and it's everything that I, Caroline M. Diamond, is reading, listening, and watching. So as for what I'm reading, I'm not really reading anything at this moment because that Demon Copperhead book, bitch, it took me out. Like, I am fully out of air. I'm still alive, but I'm barely breathing. So I'm just coming back to life, and I'm going to be gentle with myself to not push myself too much to read a new book too soon. But I'll probably read something like sloppy, like just like junk, probably like a Emily Henry book or like an Abby Jimenez book, something that I can literally finish in like 2 days max, because I need slop. Get me to the trough, bitch. I'm a pig. That is a hilarious ass soundbite. Oh my God. For what I'm watching, as I said before, I love Tubi. I'm a Tubalicious girly. Tubi is my friend. It's not my foe. It's free. There's a lot of great movies on there. Old movies. Movies that you probably didn't even know were made. And there's this movie that I've seen online, like different vignettes. And I've seen it on my Pinterest board. I love Pinterest, by the way. And it's called The Love Witch, and I decided to finally watch it because it's been all my to-be favorites for a long time. And it's filmed like in Technicolor, so it's like kind of gives like that old Hollywood type of feel of like the movie, the style. But it was filmed in 2017, so it's like a really cool juxtaposition. And is the script necessarily like my favorite? Not really, but like aesthetically, woo-wee girl. My Libra ass was like, oh, I love this. I love this. I was screenshotting so much stuff. And literally as I was watching it, I was going into Pinterest and going like, girl, add, save, my saves. It was so beautiful in that way. And I kind of resonate with the lead a little bit because she just like loves love and like gets like super attached and like falls like deep. And then she like ends up killing them. I haven't gotten to that part of life yet, but the verdict's still out. Okay. Haven't killed anybody yet. Hopefully won't, but don't test me. As for what I'm listening to, I'm super late. This album came out last year. And it's Imaginal Disc by Magdalena Bay. And I've seen it so much on like TikTok, and people love the album. And like, I had nothing against them and their music, but I just never really gave it a chance. And I gave it a chance, and holy shit, no wonder everybody was talking about it. It was so good. It's like, it's definitely pop music, but a little like hyper pop, but like a little like eater love. I love it. It's so good. Like, I usually, whenever I save albums, I kind of save like maybe like, I don't know, like around like 5-6 songs. I feel like that's a good amount of album saves. But this one, I think I saved like almost the whole thing, probably like 10 songs off the album, which is amazing. And Kevin and I saw them at Coachella a couple of years ago, like in this like small off the beaten path stage, and they were like, they were super fun. I didn't know what was happening, but it was good time. And so I hope that they're like gonna continue to grow and evolve, and I can't wait to see their journey, Magdalena Bay. So that is all for this week's episode of So Yeah, and I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you liked it. If you didn't, see if I can ASMR, my knuckles cracking. That's for my haters. This episode is sponsored by 101 Dance Consult. So get your 50% off your first session so Kevin can get you together. You have things on your to-do list. You've been wanting to do these creative goals, these creative visions. Make it happen. This is the time for it to happen. Capitalism is falling. The government is falling. The world is ending. So you might as well do your creative shit now. You might as well. That's what we're supposed to do as artists here. We're supposed to make the dreams happen. So get it going. 101 Dance Consult at dance.consult on Instagram. And I'll see you next week for So Yeah!